Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A step back today to the National Farm Machinery Show a week or so ago, where at one floor display in the midst of house-high tractors and two-story combines was a bass boat. Kentucky Corn Grower Association Executive Director Laura Noth said there was a method to their madness.
Yes, there is. A little something different to hopefully draw some attention to American Ethanol, sponsored by Kentucky Corn Growers and Missouri Corn Growers. We're working with them as well. This summer, we are going to help host the Crappie Masters Tournament, which will be held on Kentucky and Barkley Lake, second weekend in May. And we're going to have a boat. This very boat will be running in that tournament and running on 10% ethanol in their boat motor.
She says there has been some misinformation floating around that E10, a 10% ethanol blend, may not do well in marine engines. She says that's simply not true.
And what we're trying to do is help dispel some of the myths that you can't use ethanol in a boat motor. Every boat motor manufacturer approves E10. Every boat motor can use E10, so you can just pull up to any gas station and get gas, and it will not impact the motor. So that's the message we're trying to share this week.
In last year's Crappie Master Tournament in Missouri, every participant involved used ethanol E10. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
Laura Noth says Kentucky corn growers teamed up with the Crappie Masters group to support the sport and to support the message that ethanol does quite well in marine engines, as Crappie Masters participants have learned firsthand.
And that's what's great, is that the anglers who participate in things like this have the opportunity to listen and to learn, to get the facts about ethanol and its usage, and that you are allowed to use it, according to the boat manufacturers, in your engines. So folks like this, they get more in-depth information, and then they can be the spokespersons from then on. Help their fellow boaters understand that, yes, you can use regular gas, E10, in your boat motor.
And I'm sure you catch more crappie with ethanol.
We think so. We think you should anyway.
You heard it here first. It's not a fish story. That Crappie Master Tournament, Kentucky Lake, Lake Barkley, May 13 and 14. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.